Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
We've heard a lot in the media about how the Darwinian pro-evolutionists won a victory in the last state school board election in Kansas. But somehow, a contrary election result in Texas did not make national news. The Texas Education Standards for Biology require students to critique scientific explanations, including hypotheses and theories, as to their strengths and weaknesses, using scientific evidence and information. State school board member Terry Leo has been fighting a valiant battle to make sure that these standards are adhered to by the textbooks used in Texas public schools. But the liberal State Board of Education voted down her attempt to reject biology textbooks that failed to meet the standard of showing both strengths and weaknesses of Darwinian evolution. So, Terry Leo recruited and worked for new school board candidates who could be trusted not to censor out the good science that opposes Darwinian evolution. The elections for state school board became quite a battleground as she supported new candidates and the pro-evolution faction tried to defeat Terry Leo and the other school board members who sided with her. Terry Leo's campaign has won significant victories in putting good people on the Texas State School Board. Texas evolution battles have national implications. Publishers generally produce textbooks acceptable to their biggest customers, and Texas and California are their two biggest customers. It is a boon to the entire country when the Texas State School Board exercises diligent oversight in demanding high standards of objectivity toward all scientific theories. It appears that Darwin's theory of evolution cannot stand competition and remains protected by the school system and liberal academics in much of the country. The position of conservatives like Terry Leo is teach more, not less, evolution theory, both its strength and weaknesses, and let the fittest theory survive.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, you can fool some of the people all of the time, and those are the ones you want to concentrate on. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here. On this day before Christmas, December the 24th. Can you believe that? Anyway, tomorrow will be a holiday, and today is a holiday for many folks, but there's a few of us that try to put in a day's work, and that's why we're recording this program. I'm going to be one of those that doesn't put in a day's work on this Christmas Eve, December the 24th, but I happen to have with me a good friend of mine, G.B. Oliver III. He is with Paragon Foundation. Paragon Foundation, they originate in Alamogordo, New Mexico. GB, very quickly, before we get involved in anything else, give us a little background on Paragon Foundation, because we have a lot of other Christmassy things here to discuss. But you have done a tremendous job helping folks try to hang on to their property that is being taken away. This is Christmas time. People give gifts at Christmas time, and here we find people out there losing their property through eminent domain. They're losing their property through the Wild Lines Project, losing their property through the Endangered Species Act. And Paragon, to my knowledge, I don't know of any other organization. Now, there's a lot of land rights organizations out there, but you probably hip. You know, we're Missourians and we hip one another. You probably hip more folks than anybody that I know of.
Well, we try to help a lot of people. And I'll tell you, dear, we get a lot of phone calls from all over the United States. And it's scary. If you sit here in our office, it's very, very scary at how widespread and how intense this movement is to take away your private property. And that's, of course, one of the things that we were blessed with in this country, with those inalienable rights and the right to own property, and that made us unique. And it's pretty obvious to me at this point that we have governmental agencies out there that are trying to strip you of those things. Paragon Foundation has been around about 11 years, and we've come through a transition. We've been involved in a lot of litigation, and a lot of it we weren't successful in. And over the years, I think we've kind of learned where we had to be and what our rights really were and how you fight these battles. And that's a key. So we have spent a lot of money hiring attorneys to protect people's property and their constitutional rights. We have cases that will be going, that we're involved in right now, that will be going for the United States Supreme Court this spring. But I think what we have to offer the majority of your listeners when they're involved in one of these frays is you've got to understand what you own, and you've got to understand what the law really is. And we have been suckered in to believing that this federal agency out here is all-powerful, and it's they throw the supremacy clause at you, which doesn't mean they're supreme over you in any way, shape, or form. If people understand that they are sovereign citizens within sovereign states, and that the federal government has jurisdiction, a limited jurisdiction, and those eight enumerated powers are listed in Article 1, Section 8, and they don't have any more power than that unless you acquiesce to them. And I think that's a key. So if you've got a problem or you're needing help or needing information, get in touch with us and let us educate you a little bit.
By getting in touch with the Paragon Foundation, you just pick up the telephone and you dial 1-877-847-3443. Can't do it today because it is, as I said, the day before Christmas, and these people, they believe in the real reason for the season, and so...
And we believe in it, too. We just needed the money.
Anyway, the Paragon Foundation office is closed today and tomorrow, but wait till after the first of the year.
We'll give them, right back.
Give them a call, and they can do a lot of good. Give us a real quick example of some of the things that you've been working on, GB.
Some of the things that happens to people is that you've got to understand, as I said a while ago, you've got to understand the limited jurisdictions the federal government actually has. Federal district courts, for instance, that's the court that they want to drag you in. They've taken us into that court many, many times until we begin to understand that the federal district court has no jurisdiction over any property or over any sovereign citizen. Federal district courts didn't actually even exist till 1948. And if you go back and you look at how what Congress said their authorities were when they set them up, they had jurisdiction over federal agencies, and they are a court of equity. In other words, they have jurisdiction over those that have involved themselves in a contract with the government. And outside of that, they don't have it. And so one of the things that we've been able to do for people recently that has been a huge help is you get into a conflict with them and they notify you that you're a peer in federal district court. Always question authority and always question jurisdiction. We've said that again and again on your show. And so what you do is you sit down and you send them a registered letter. The Supreme Court has ruled again and again and again that you don't have to appear in a court until they prove they have jurisdiction and authority over you. Ask them to provide you the statutes that give them the jurisdiction and authority over you. And until they do, ladies and gentlemen, you're not required to appear in that court.
You know, you mentioned contract with the federal government. What about somebody that's on Social Security? Is that a contract?
That's a contract. You have you receive benefit, and you have obligations. There's a definition of a contract.
Does that put you in jeopardy?
In some ways, absolutely. But you have to understand what it is. The thing about the Social Security law, it clearly stated that no goods or services could be withheld from you for not giving your Social Security number or having a Social Security number. Now, they don't want you to know that, but that's what it goes back to when I talk about read and understand the law. Don't sit there on your pockets and let some governmental agency tell you what the law says. You've got to understand it and read it for yourself.
You know, I've had more people say, oh, I know they can do these things. And we're talking about search without a warrant, you know, search and seizure without a warrant. Well, I know we can do these things. We know that the Conservation Commission can come on our property anytime they want to. Well, how do you know that? Because one of the agents told me.
They said so.
Yeah.
not that the governmental agent would ever lie to you. Ask them to put it in writing. That's the key to the deal right there. You know, when you start pressuring them and you start sending them certified letters asking for the statute to give them that authority and everything, the first thing they want to do is they want to have a meeting with you. Let's come out and visit. Baloney. You can come out and visit. We can show pictures of our grandkids to each other or whatever you want to do. But if we're going to talk about the problem we have, we're going to do that. We're going to document that in writing because they don't have any problem looking you in the eye and lying to you. Where they have a problem is putting that in print.
And, you know, I think a lot of the individuals, let's take a highway patrolman, for example. He's not lying. He is just repeating what he has been taught.
Precisely.
Oftentimes.
Precisely.
Same way with the conservation agent.
He becomes a useful idiot.
Yeah. They get brainwashed and they think, hey, you know, these guys signing my paycheck, they've got to know what they're talking about. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Visiting today with G.B. Oliver, he is with the Paragon Foundation, an organization that does a lot of good for people that are having a lot of trouble, usually with what, G.B.? I will start to say federal, but it can be state or even
any
local governmental
agency.
Give me federal, state, or county, or whatever.
I think most of it originates with the federal government, and then they buy their way into the state and buy their way into local governments. And so most of the things that are detrimental to you and your ability to own private property, most of it originates at the federal level and then sifts down through.
Okay, but you mentioned earlier in this show, you always want to see, don't talk to these people.
No.
You always want to do everything in writing, always send a registered letter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, here is a good example. A homeschooling mom in Utah has been ordered by a judge to enroll her children in a public school district within 24 hours and have them in class tomorrow, all because of a paperwork glitch that very well could be the fault of the district. Now, here's the deal. It seems that an affidavit she faxed to the local school district for the 2006-2007 school year documenting her homeschooling plans was lost by the district. Now, you see, if she had have sent that, and everybody makes fun of me because I do file an income tax return.
Mm-hmm.
And I always send it certified.
Absolutely.
I do it every year. Oh, just do it on the line. And how do you know?
No.
I want to make sure that they get that. And I've got the proof that they do. Because it might come back to haunt you years later. And I file that, the certification thing. I'll clamp it right on my copy.
You bet.
So I've got it, all right? Had she have sent a certified letter, she'd be in the clear. But now look what they're going to do to this lady. Seems that an affidavit she faxed to the local school district for the school year documenting her homeschooling plans was lost by the district. So when she went to court with her son to have the charges dismissed, she suddenly was presented with 4 counts against her for failing to comply with the state's compulsory education requirement. She said, the judge said I would lose custody of my children. She goes on trial January the 9th. She says, I have no chance with this judge. He's already found me guilty.
Or he wants you to believe that he's found you guilty.
Yeah.
That's the other side of the thing. You've got to understand courtroom procedure. When you arrive at that courtroom, that's not when you're served with these things. And if they serve you there, they cannot proceed at that point with them. You have to understand all these kind of things. Now, if you go down and you hire your local attorney, in a lot of cases, not all cases, but in a lot of cases, that attorney is going to comply with whatever that court said, because that is an officer of the court. That's where his lunch ticket gets punched. And so it behooves us all in this country to understand what our rights are, understand what these courtroom procedures are. For instance, all of that had to be, in order for it to be legitimate, had to be stamped by the court clerk and signed. So many of the affidavits that we see in the filings that are brought against the people that we deal with, they're incorrect. They're not valid in the court. But if you don't know that, you're just going to kneel over and with your hat in your hand, do whatever he tells you to do.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
I started to use this, GB, but I think I'm going to change my mind, because it probably might take between now and the commercial break to do this. So we'll catch it when we have a little more time. I have an article here, and I didn't know who the Mother Earth News was.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard of it, but Jeff explained it all to us. Jeff, have you got a minute to explain what you told us about Mother Earth News?
It's a monthly magazine that originated in the early 1970s by a group of quote-unquote hippie types, just some folks trying to get out of the rat race, back to the earth, do some homesteading, some farmsteading, some natural and organic raising of vegetables, cattle, livestock, and kids, really.
Well, see, that's exactly what GB and I have been trying to do.
Raising organic kids?
Yeah, we need you to grow our hair out and join them. They sound like you're on the right track to me.
I cannot visualize you with an earring in your nose, though. There's something about that, GB, that just doesn't ring the right bell.
Well, it's sure not going to hurt the way I look.
Well, anyway, they have come out with an article, The Truth About the National Identification System. Now, this was just handed to me moments ago, but it says, if you visited your local feed dealer, or veterinarian recently, or read any of the dozens of livestock or poultry magazines targeted at the small farmers, you probably already know what NAIS stands for. The National Animal Identification System is arguably the most hated federal program in rural America. They're on the right track there.
Absolutely they are.
The plan released in draft form in April 2005 by the Department of Agriculture proposed sweeping changes in the way animals are managed on small farms and homesteads. It's called for registration of livestock premises. And let's stop right there, GB. In case, and I feel like we probably have a lot of listeners today we normally wouldn't have, people traveling over the hill and through the holler and up to Grandma's house, and they probably never heard us talk about premises. Why don't you give us a quick little rundown on what the word premise means?
Well, we've talked about it on your show before, but the word property is protected through the Constitution. And I found it very interesting when they came out with this animal ID that you had to register your premise. And in law, all words have a meaning. And you get a Black's Law Dictionary, and I urge everybody listening to the show to go get you a Black's Law Dictionary, because words have meanings in a courtroom. When you look up the word premise, you wonder, why did they use premise instead of register your property? Premise, the definition of that is property in conveyance, or the other definition is that you only have a leasehold interest in that piece of property. And so, who says it's a premise? You do when you sign that document. But you're giving up rights and property rights. It's almost like putting an easement on your piece of property. There's a reason why the United States government and USDA didn't use the word property in the register of your property and use the word premise. There's no question about it.
In other words, and we've discussed this, but again, for our listeners that perhaps are listening for the first time, have never heard of the Common Sense Coalition before. And by the way, for our new listeners, this is not my typical voice.
Christmas cheer.
Well, I think Christmas cheer might clear it out. We're going to have to work on that. That's why I'm home today.
That's right.
But where was I? I don't even remember what I was talking about. Oh, the word premise, I am convinced, will put a cloud over your title. It looks to me like that the international bankers, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank's Bank, what do we call the World Bank? Just the World Bank, isn't it? The World Bank, they have loaned money to a lot of countries that they're never going to see a penny.
That's exactly right.
And you know, you're a bank, you have been a banker yourself. Banks just don't loan money without a lot of collateral.
Exactly.
You know, I've borrowed a lot of money in my life, and they always wanted a mortgage on everything I owned, including the wife and kids. You know, I mean, so here's what the deal is. The World Bank, the international bankers, have all this money loaned out, even to the United States, and have no collateral, which they've never, ever done that before, to my knowledge. Have they? Do you know, has it ever happened?
No, but they've got it collateralized.
They're collateralizing it through your property, my property.
Exactly. And yours and my ability to produce work. We are nothing more than indentured servants in this thing. You give up those constitutional rights, and we're giving them up every day. One of the things that sets us apart from any other nation in the world is our ability to own property, and they are gobbling it up in huge, huge chunks every month.
And this premise identification is just going to, as you mentioned, it's a conveyance.
Mm-hmm.
Convey means, hey, I'm getting rid of it. I'm going to convey something to you.
Right.
And leasehold. Now, I wasn't familiar with what is a leasehold.
It's, for instance, that you're just leasing a piece of property.
Okay.
You have nothing more than a leasehold interest in the property.
Anyway, we've discussed this over and over and over again, but, and regardless of what your farm organizations tell you, and Farm Bureau's pushing this, oh, hey, this is a grassroots thing for animal health. Our own members came up with all this, and they decided that we should do this. And you've got a little brochure there. Can you find real quickly where it talks about this as an international thing, and we're going to have international veterinarians, et cetera?
Absolutely. All through this document, and it is a document that's put out by the USDA. Now, they haven't put that out for everybody else. This is a discussion point, so for those trying to defend this.
We're not supposed to have this. In fact, if you would call the USDA, they would tell you it doesn't exist. It's a figment of our imagination. It came to us, by the way, by a black helicopter. But I will assure you, this is the real thing. Okay, stay tuned. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, you need to get the book, The Late Great USA, by Jerome Corsi. It'll show you how the Security and Prosperity Partnership is the same kind of regional integration plan that led Europe to form the EU. Here's Jerome.
The Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America certainly exists. It was declared in Waco, Texas on March 23, 2005. President Bush, Vicente Fox, President of Mexico, and Paul Martin, then the Prime Minister of Canada, all did come out on the stage together and declare that we were in the Security and Prosperity Partnership. The reason why George Bush has not secured our borders, even though we have a war on terror, for 6 years he's not secured the borders, is my argument is the Security and Prosperity Partnership was a promise by George Bush to open the borders, and that's what's happening.
To order The Late Great USA by Jerome Corsi, send $28, check, cash, or money order to the Common Sense Coalition, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023R. For credit card orders only, call 1-800-201-7892.
If you're like many adults, you may wish from time to time that you had paid more attention during history class. But if you're a parent, you may wish that your child would not pay attention during history class, because much of the basis of American history has been deleted or rewritten. If so, the video Nation Adrift has a vital and timely message for Americans. A Nation Adrift is a 90-minute video presentation that outlines America's Christian history with a super-condensed overview of United States history highlighting major events. Nation Adrift clearly shows that America has lost its spiritual foundation and has rejected God and His law. Nation Adrift is a wake-up call for all. To order Nation Adrift, send $24, check, cash, or money order to Nation Adrift, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff's department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we're going to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says silence is one of the hardest arguments to refute, Derry Brownfield.
Hey there, we have returned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. We can't take phone calls today because it is the day before Christmas. We refer to that as Christmas Eve Day. And we are all home getting ready for the big day. But anyway, I have here something. I have G.B. Oliver with me. He's with Paragon Foundation. And we've been kind of pretty serious so far because, as I said here, most people are giving gifts at this time. And here we have government agencies coming in trying to take things away from us. And we have become so politically correct in this country of ours that it is just ridiculous. And I brag about the fact that there's nothing politically correct about me. In fact, I make it a point to be politically incorrect. And it offends some people. My wife says, you just go around making people hate you, don't you? Well, not really. I just tell what I believe is the truth. Now, just to show you how politically incorrect we are here at Christmas time, I have a set of letters, and this has gone around the Internet before. Maybe you've heard it, but I've used it many times this time of the year, and I think it's hilarious. But it's true. This is the way things go. The subject is Christmas party, the original message. is from Patty Lewis, Human Resources Director, to all employees concerning the Christmas party. And she dates this letter December the 1st. She says, I'm happy to inform you that the company Christmas party will take place on December 23rd, starting at noon in the banquet room of Luigi's Open Pit Barbecue. No host bar, but plenty of eggnog. We'll have a small band playing traditional carols. Feel free to sing along. And don't be surprised if our CEO shows up dressed as Santa Claus. A Christmas tree will be lit at 1 p.m. Exchange of gifts among employees can be done at that time. However, no gift should be over $10 to make the giving of gifts easy for everyone's pockets. This gathering is only for employees. A special announcement will be made by our CEO at that time. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Signed, Patty. December the 2nd. To all employees from Patty Lewis, Human Resources Director, concerning the holiday party. In no way was yesterday's memo intended to exclude our Jewish employees. We recognize that Hanukkah is an important holiday which often coincides with Christmas, though unfortunately not this year. However, from now on, we're calling it our holiday party. The same policy applies to employees who are celebrating Kwanzaa. There will be no Christmas tree present. No Christmas carols will be sung. We will have other types of music for your enjoyment. Happy now? Happy holidays to you and your family, Patty. December the 3rd. From Patty Lewis, Human Resources Director, to all employees concerning the holiday party. Regarding the note I received from a member of Alcoholics Anonymous requesting a non-drinking table, you didn't sign your name. I'm happy to accommodate this request, but if I put a sign on the table that reads, Alcoholic Anonymous only, you wouldn't be anonymous anymore. How am I supposed to handle this? Somebody, anybody. Forget about the gift exchange. No gift exchange are allowed since the union members feel that $10 is too much money for and executives believe $10 is very little for a gift. So no gift exchanges will be allowed. December the 7th. To all employees from Human Resources Director Patty Lewis concerning the holiday party. What a diverse group we are. I had no idea that December the 20th begins the Muslim holiday month of Ramadan, which forbids eating and drinking during daylight hours. There goes the party. Seriously, we can appreciate how a luncheon at this time of the year does not accommodate our Muslim employees' beliefs. Perhaps Luigi's can hold off on serving your meal until the end of the party. The days are so short this time of year, or else package everything for take-home in a little foil swan. That'll work. Meanwhile, I've arranged for members of Odor Eaters Anonymous to sit the furthest from the dessert buffet, and pregnant women will get the table closest to the restroom. Gays are allowed to sit with each other. Lesbians do not have to sit with the gay men. Each group will have their own table. Yes, there will be a flower arrangement for the gay men's table. To the person asking permission to cross-dress, no cross-dressing is allowed, though we will have booster seats for short people. Low-fat food will be available to those on a diet. We cannot control the salt used in the food, so we suggest for those people with high blood pressure to taste first. There will be fresh fruits as dessert for diabetics. The restaurant cannot supply no-sugar dessert. Sorry, did I miss anything? Patty. December the 8th, concerning the holiday party from Patty Lewis. So December 22nd makes the winter solstice. What do you expect me to do, a tap dance on your heads? Fire regulations at Luigi's prohibit the burning of sage by our earth-based goddess-worshipping employees, but we'll try to accommodate your shamanic drumming circles during the band's break. Okay, Patty. December the 9th. All employees from Patty Lewis, concerning the holiday party. What did I do? Turn two pages at once. People, nothing sinister was intended by having our CEO dress up like Santa Claus, even if the anagram on Santa does happen to be Satan. There is no evil connotation to our own little man in a red suit. It's a tradition, folks, like sugar shock at Halloween or family feuds over Thanksgiving turkey or broken hearts on Valentine's Day. Can't we lighten up, please? Also, the company has changed their mind in announcing the special announcement at the gathering. You will get a notification in the mail sent to your home, Patty. Now, this gets hard to read on the air, so I'm going to have to put in blankety blanks.
Patty's drifting, is she?
Yeah, but she's slipping bad. December the 10th, Patty Lewis, Human Resource Director. To all of you blankety blank blank people that work in this office, I have no blankety blank 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 idea what this announcement is all about. What in the so-and-so do I care? I know what I'm going to get. You change your address now and you're dead. No more changes of address will be allowed in my office. Try to come in and change your address, I'll have you hung from the ceiling in the warehouse. Vegetarians, I've had it with you people. We're going to keep this party at Luigi's Open Pit Barbecue whether you like it or not, so you can sit quietly at the table furthest from the grill of death, as you so quaintly put it, and you'll get your blankety blank 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 salad bar, including the hydroponic tomatoes. But you know they have feelings too. Tomatoes scream when you slice them. I've heard them scream. I'm hearing them scream right now. Ha 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 ha. I hope you all have a rotten holiday. Drive drunk and die, you hear me? And I really better not use the words that she signed off with, okay? Now, this one comes from Terry Bishop, not Patty Lewis. Terry Bishop, Acting Human Resources Director, December the 14th, concerning Patty Lewis in a holiday party. I'm sure I speak for all of us in wishing Patty Lewis a speedy recovery from her stress-related illness. And I'll continue to forward your cards to her at the sanitarium. In the meantime, management has decided to cancel our holiday party and give everyone the afternoon of the 23rd off with full pay. Happy holidays. Now, you know, we laugh about that, but it has gotten just about that bad. We have stations. I pick up the phone, and I call a phone number to an office, and they say, Happy Holidays. And I say, I don't think I can talk to you.
I don't think you know when this is.
I think you're all confused. How do you handle that, Jeeby?
I just go right on. You know, you look at our little foundation, we're not politically correct. We wanted to make dadgum sure when we sent out Christmas cards this year that it said Merry Christmas on it. We wouldn't have it any other way.
It is so ridiculous. And, you know, these cities, particular cities, are saying, oh, you can't put up a
nativity scene.
Nativity scene, yeah. And, so somebody complains. Hey, I complain all the time. I don't get my way.
Well, it's unfortunate you're a white male, but that's just the way that's going to work. But, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, when you go into a store and you start to purchase something, you fix to spend your hard-earned money, and they say, Happy Holiday, you say, the only way it's going to complete this transaction is you wish me a Merry Christmas. That's the only way we're going to get this thing closed.
Yeah, but you've got some little $3 an hour, minimum wage, whatever it is now, $6 an hour person sitting there. And they're told to do this. And they'll lose their job if they don't.
Well, they can whisper it to me. I don't care how they tell me. You can write on a piece of paper, but I want to hear it from you.
So where do we go from here?
Well, I'll tell you what. To a commercial break. How's that?
Sounds good to me. Pretty Christmas movie, Christmas music in the background.
Amen.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Field Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
We're gonna have a barnyard Christmas, barnyard Christmas, barnyard Christmas. We're gonna have a barnyard Christmas on the farm this year. The saw's gonna cut the Christmas tree. The stove's gonna bake plum pudding for me. The broom's gonna sweep the house so clean. The cow's gonna give us rich ice cream, house so clean. Pudding for me, Christmas tree. We're gonna have a barnyard Christmas, barnyard Christmas, barnyard Christmas. We're gonna have a barnyard Christmas on the farm this year. The pig's gonna give us juicy ham. We'll have the bestest duck what am. The horse'll pull us through the snow. We'll kiss beneath the mistletoe through the snow. Duck what am, juicy ham, rich ice cream, house so clean. Pudding for me, Christmas tree. We're gonna have a barnyard Christmas, barnyard Christmas, barnyard Christmas. We're gonna have a barnyard Christmas on the farm this year. All you children gather round, cause Santa Claus is coming to town. He'll get a surprise that's really grand with a serenade from our animal band. Christmas on the farm this year. The hammer will hang our stocking up. We hope to get a brand new pup. And when the sleigh bells ring out clear, we'll know the jolly Santa's near. Santa's near, ring out clear. Brand new pup, stocking up. Mistletoe through the snow. Duck what am, juicy ham, rich ice cream, house so clean. Pudding for me, Christmas tree. We're gonna have a barnyard Christmas, barnyard Christmas, barnyard Christmas. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, Well, it's Christmas time. And whether or not you have a nativity scene on your courthouse lawn, well, you know, we must do so many things to keep these politically correct people happy that it is amazing sometimes how all of this actually has taken place. In fact, if you remember when the Ten Commandments were removed from Judge Roy Moore's building, he had to remove those. Because you can't post a sign that says, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not commit adultery in a building full of lawyers and politicians without creating a hostile work environment. So they had to take it down. But now, how far are we going to go with this politically correct stuff? Is that a commercial coming up? Okay, stay tuned. I will show you in just a minute what they are doing or not doing at the Vatican. Stay tuned. Yes.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Recently, a guest on the Derry Brownfield Show, Dr. Michael Kaufman, talked about his newest DVD called Global Warming or Global Governance. Dr. Kaufman says that global warming is real, but...
However, it's not being caused by man. It's part of a natural cycle. And that's why it's so confusing to people, is because you won't find any side to say that we're not having some global warming. But when you understand it in the context, it's very, very obvious. And I take it down step by step as to how this is being implemented, so that the person who is very skeptical and would begin to understand that there really is a huge agenda out there. And that's why they're trying to ram this man-caused global warming garbage down our throats, because they want control over the U.S. economy. And the Kyoto Protocol is the way to do it.
Get the DVD, Global Warming or Global Governance, by Dr. Michael Kaufman. Send $15 check, cash, or money order to Common Sense Coalition, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
When it comes to grasping gold, don't expect much help from the mass media. For example, the news reports gold at 28-year high, right? Wrong. Gold prices are just a third of the way back to the 1980 highs if you adjust for inflation. Gold's not a mainstream investment yet because it's seen as difficult to understand according to financial analysis at Reuters. But now, thanks to my trusted friends at Swiss America, understanding gold has never been easier, but you do need the right tools, like their new Gold 101 DVD. Call Swiss America, the gold experts, at 1-800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUYCOIN for your free Gold 101 DVD, a booklet, and a Derry CD, a $30 value. That's 1-800-289-2646. It's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And we have returned. We are in the home stretch. And, you know, you wonder. You just sit and wonder sometimes. Now, this is dated Christmas 2007, or December 2007.
Mm-hmm.
But the Christmas nativity scene in front of St. Peter's Basilica, and I've been there, by the way, not at Christmas time, has shown the infant Jesus in a manger in Bethlehem. This year, the Vatican has decided to radically change the scene, shifting it to Nazareth and placing Jesus in his father's carpentry shop. When Pope Benedict XVI inaugurates the life-size nativity scene on Christmas Eve, the sheep and hay will be gone.
You're kidding me.
I wouldn't kid a kid. In their place will be a model of three rooms. Jesus will lie in Joseph's shop, complete with the typical work tools of a carpenter. On one side, the shop will be flanked with a covered patio, while on the other, there will be the inside of a pub with its hearth. The news came in an official statement from the State Department of the Vatican, which organizes and builds the giant nativity scene. The new setting was inspired by two verses of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, 24 and 25. The Vatican said the state, when Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of God ordered and took Mary into his house. Without them knowing each other, a child was born, and he called his name Jesus. Now, you've got to go back. We don't have time to do this today. But I don't know where they're getting all of this, because she went and spent several months with her aunt, you know, Elizabeth.
Obviously, they have a new politically correct Bible out.
I guess they do. It's time. It's anyway, the gospel gone. It was time for a change, said the spokesman, and a return to St. Matthew's gospel. Well, St. Matthew's gospel doesn't say all that. I mean, you got, they've taken this out of context, totally. The traditional depiction of Jesus in a manger comes from St. Luke's gospel, which said there was no room at the inn. But it is Matthew's gospel which forms the basis for the view of Jesus as a carpenter's workshop matches the Franciscan tradition. None of the three Vatican departments which organizes the nativity scene could comment on who had taken the decision to shift the location or for what reason. However, sources close to the Vatican said there was a desire to crack down on the various fanciful nativity scenes that have sprung up in recent years. Well, now, again, you go back. See, there's nothing scriptural about the three wise men coming to the manger. That is as non-scriptural as it can be. Mm-hmm. Because the three men, there wasn't, first of all, that doesn't say three wise men. It says kings from the east. It doesn't say how many there were. There could have been 30 of them. There could have been 300 of them. Are they? There was more than one. We know that. Exactly. That's all it says. That is all it says. So you see these three wise men all the time, and they get the idea there were three because they brought three gifts. They brought gold. Jeff, help me here. What did they bring? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I could never think of myrrh. Okay. They brought the three gifts. So that didn't mean there was three wise men. You know, they had camels. They could have packed 300 pounds of that stuff on there. Anyway, the three wise men did not come to the manger. They were not there. If you go back to the manger scene, doesn't mention anything about the three kings from Orient are, okay? They came to the house 2 years later. And that's why when... How much time have I got here? That's why when Herod, he knew Jesus was about 2 years old when the wise men came, because they asked him where the king, the newborn king, was, and they knew he was 2 years old. It took them 2 years to get there. So anyhow, that's why he had all the little babies, boy babies, killed that were 2 years old and under. I mean, don't those Catholic priests read the Bible, for goodness sakes?
It's like a government document. You know, we'll tell you what it says. Don't go read it for yourself.
This is the funniest thing, and we're going to be out of time. I don't have time to tell it. May the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of man. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Since 1990.